This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Is Lock and Load, and because it's a short week and we won't get to speak to him normally on our normal day this week, I decided to bring in Super Dave Harrington because I got to bounce some things off of him today. And how you doing today, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. So yesterday was a range day for me, and what this was the first day that I've taken out these guns where they're basically in there. I'm done doing things to them. I've reached the point where I said, okay, this is as much as I'm going to do. Now I'm just going to carry him and train with him. And, so just off of the video that I sent Dave a little short video clip. And that was me just taking a gun and sticking it out there. And I started out with a controlled rate of fire, and then I started speeding it up as I went. What were your thoughts on that?
That's the best I've seen you control a blaster yet, man. It was very solid and nice cadence, you know, from start to finish.
One thing I was trying to explain to somebody as I was doing this yesterday was I was trying to explain that when I pull up on a target and I start to engage a target, I sort of get this vision in my head of I'm not facing a piece of steel. When you're training to be a shooter, as in a gun, you know, self-defense gunfighting situation, do you have to get in there and sort of visualize something to really be effective and figure out what's going to work and what isn't?
Yes, but it's a different type of focus to the training piece. I break it into two categories.
Right.
Of course, the first category being basically the mechanics of shooting. Everything that's involved in respect to building skill, maintaining your skill, and progressing your skill. And the other category is, of course, scenario-based training, where you're going to use you know, shoot, no shoot targets.
Right.
Good guys, bad guys. And the majority of the scenario-based training, if it's at all possible, now this really depends on, you know, your ability to control the area you're training in, is you have someone else set up the scenario or the course of fire, and you shoot it blind. You're not provided an opportunity to review it and basically come up with a shoot plan before you fire it. That's out. Much like you would, you know, like a USPSA course of fire, you're afforded a walk through. You can develop your shoot plan, and then when it's your turn to shoot, you know, hopefully you can follow your shoot plan. It doesn't work like that. You should, when I think of scenario-based training, that's where you have enough, you know, like your friends, your shooting buddies, to support setting up various courses of fire. But when it's your turn to shoot, you shoot it blind. So you have to engage that decision-making process of shoot, no shoot, and, of course, time is a factor as well. So depending on what kind of time value you place on solving that problem weighs heavy on your decision-making process as well.
Right.
But that's, you know, as simple as that may sound, it's actually can be a little difficult to do, especially the more you do it and the better you get at it, the more complex the scenarios should be or can be to exercise your mind as much as possible. But there is no other way to do it in a training setting. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, shooting a course of fire blind, if you've never done it, it'll definitely ramp you up a little bit, because that's the sole purpose of shooting it blind.
Right.
Is so you can mentally, you know, observe, collect information, prioritize it, make a decision and act on it. And then time is a factor.
I was running my ASS day rig yesterday.
Okay, how'd it work out?
Oh, it was the only complaint I have about it is that it will not fit a Glock 17. But the 19 and the 45 it was made for. So, I mean, it ran those two guns flawlessly. It's right. It's got just enough retention, and it is the most minimalist holster I've ever seen.
Okay, well, here's the solution to that.
Yeah.
Get a hold of Brian. Have him make you a G17 holster.
Is he back?
Not yet.
Oh.
But when he gets back, I'll hit him up.
Okay.
And have him make you a G. You know, I might have a G17 holster in my pile somewhere.
Hmm.
I'll have to look.
I can only imagine the extensive pile of holsters Super Dave Harrington must have.
But the that's the solution to that problem.
Right.
If you want to run all three of those guns.
Well, I do.
In that manner.
I do, and I would rather run them with all the same equipment if I possibly can, just simply because one of the reasons I went with this platform is if I do one thing to the Glock 19, which would be to swap the trigger out for a Timney trigger, and I'm running it with the standard Glock Gen 5 trigger in it currently, then those guns would all feel the same to me when I pull them up.
Right. Oh, I totally get it.
Yeah. So, but like I said, the Goldilocks is the Glock 45 just because it is the best of all worlds for me. I fully understand why. It makes me wonder about Glock, because they had to have cannibalized a lot. I mean, the whole Glock 17, 19 market went away, or had to go away, when they brought out the Glock 45. Everybody's going to the 45, aren't they?
I don't know, man. I wouldn't necessarily say that, but it wouldn't surprise me if that's what is happening.
Right. Well, I know a lot of law enforcement is going to them. I know that I read some spec ops guy that was talking about, we all carry Glock 19s, but if it was up to me, we'd all have Glock 45s.
Right.
So, I completely get it. I understand it. I mean, the gun dot collars I was running yesterday, and I figured out one thing that I'm never going to go back and do again. But I'll tell you that when we get back. Super Dave Harrington, of course, is he's the chief instructor of Combat Speed LLC. He is teaching me from afar. This is the beginning of a training program, which you guys will be getting to hear about. And I'll be sending him video, and he'll be coming on here and telling me what he thinks about it. And sometimes I don't even get to preview it, because I'm just going to let him tell me dry, and I hope I don't do bad. Combat Speed LLC, you can also find him at S. Dave Harrington on Facebook and here sometime during the week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea come from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If I had only listened to Super Dave. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is the third Glock 45 I've had, and I've had a Glock 19 X-ray. Have you ever run the 19 X-ray?
Yes, I do have a 19X flat dog fur. 19X.
Did you cut off the little protrusions on the bottom so it will accept all Glock magazines, or do you have, just have Glock 19X magazines to go with it?
I just use G17 mags.
And they fit?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
the, I've never had a problem with them.
Hmm.
I have, but, you know, I do have, the reason I get away with it is I have the 2-inch or the plus 2 extension.
Oh, okay.
On the mag, yeah, so I don't have the standard. I don't have the standard base plate.
The standard lip. Because the 19 X-ray has that little protrusion coming down from the bottom, like it slots into the magazine or slots around it or something. How does that? I've never shot one of those. Compared to the 45, is there any difference at all in the way it shoots?
I would have to say no.
Yeah.
It's the same basic configuration, and if you can tell whether if you were doing a blind test, I don't believe you would be hard pressed to tell the difference in the way the gun feels when you're running it hard, because it's the same basic design, it's the same basic setup. You know, the 17 frame with a 19 top end.
Right. What do you think about these people that take the slides and cut on the slides and reduce the weight of the slide? Doesn't that, if you don't do that and change the spring on the gun, doesn't that sort of cause issues?
Well, it can cause issues, but what happens is you're just changing the timing of the gun itself. You know, the mechanical timing makes the side. Makes the slide cycle faster.
Right.
But I don't really know. The thing about that is, I don't know if in actuality you gain anything from it. If you are that dialed in or switched on, that just blows my mind. It's amazing to me. Now, if you were doing it for a specific mechanical reason, you know, that's fine. But lightening the slide, you know, like that, so it cycles faster, to me, you would have to have a very high level of skill to be able to take advantage of that modification.
Right.
I don't see any, the only thing I see is it allows, you know, dirt and grit and stuff like that to get into the gun. You have to, you know, it's like a competition thing. You have to keep the pistol in a very semi-sterile environment to prevent that from happening. But any way you cut it, if you're going to lighten the slide in that manner, for the mechanical reason of the pistol cycling faster, you have a very high level of skill to take advantage of that modification.
Right.
And that's the whole thing about modifications in the first place. What a lot of entry level guys or, you know, like your average bear doesn't understand, but I would like to explain right now, is before you start making modifications to your firearms, you need to make the decision of whether or not you have the skill or the ability to take advantage of that modification.
Right.
Otherwise, you're just spending money and, you know, maybe it's a, you know, there's a certain amount of cool factor involved, but, you know, you should have, I never really made modifications unless I either felt or knew that I had the ability to take advantage of it and make, you know, work to my advantage.
Right.
But I've never solved the problem of, I shouldn't say it that way. Strike that. I shouldn't say it's a problem. You know, if I chose to, start shooting stock guns quite a while ago because I wanted to see if I could match the inherent mechanical accuracy of the pistol and ammunition, you know, by adding the third component, myself, the human element. And I have, to my I guess, the word escapes me, but I have yet to be able to do that. So, shooting, you know, shotguns, to me is my thing, because I want to see just how well or how good I can actually become by trying to match the inherent mechanical accuracy of the pistol and the ammunition I'm firing. Well, you know, remember, you got to use quality ammo as well.
Well, some of that stuff I wonder about now, because for me, with some of the Gucci guns I've ever run, the biggest difference in the Gucci gun has always been the trigger. So, and I could shoot the Gucci guns. And my thought process has always been, well, do I need a Gucci gun if I just change out the trigger? And now I'm quite pleased, though. I'm very, very, very pleased. I'm running dots from an old friend of Steve Fisher's. A guy named Buck Holly at C&H Precision.
Okay.
He makes his own series of dots now, and they're pretty good. And they're not that expensive, and that's what I like about them.
Right.
Because I don't need to, I don't know that I need to be able to drive a nail with my optic on my gun, do I? I don't need to be able to do that, do I?
It'd be nice to be able to, if you could.
Well, I could drive it with the other part of the slide, couldn't I? I could just pull the slide off and use it, the whole thing, for a hammer.
Well, that's true too.
Yeah, I don't have to. I don't have to use the. I don't have to use the optic ridge or the optic frame.
Right. One of the most.
I tell you what.
Bring up extreme accuracy.
Yeah. Right, hold up.
One thing that comes to mind is Bill Mundin. Striking matches.
Yeah, well, that guy was he was at a level. But hang on for me, if you will. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed LLC. Find him on Facebook at S. Dave Harrington, and find him here. The gigs are about to flow, I think, and there's some other stuff coming up too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Reports indicate that a preliminary agreement between Israel and Hamas to release hostages has been reached. A senior U.S. official has confirmed the deal, which involves a multi-day ceasefire. Hollywood talent agency UTA has parted ways with actress Susan Sarandon following her anti-Jewish remarks at a pro-Palestinian rally in New York City.
There are a lot of people that are afraid of being Jewish at this time, and are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country, so often subjected to violence.
There are reports that suggest several staffers at UTA were deeply affected by her statements. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise due to severe storms and snow. The National Weather Service's Prediction Center highlighted two primary storm systems impacting the U.S., with a particular focus on the South and East Coast. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Talking to Super Dave Hankton, trying to do a little bit of an AAR after I've been to the range and everything else. And when I started hitting with the Glock, I mean, I used to be able to shoot a Glock like nobody's business. And when I lost that, I've been wondering for a while what the problem was, and the. I finally figured that part out. So, and when I was shooting and actually hitting the target yesterday, Dave, I was so pleased with that.
Right.
Of course.
Was there any one thing that jumped out at you that was making it possible?
How much finger I was putting on my trigger.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. I don't know when. So I always, before the heart attack, I use the same contact part of my finger for single action ARs and Glocks.
Right.
And then I had the heart attack and they split my chest and it was like something got disconnected and it was farcical when I was going to the range end. And I was taking Agency Arms Glocks. I had to go Agency Arms Glock 17. Which was a gun I could shoot like nobody's business prior to this. And I go out there and I'm putting the trigger center mass. I'm putting the sights center mass. I pull the trigger on it. I hit the support on the target low left. I pushed it that far.
Wow.
In that split instant of when I pushed it and the gun and the trigger broke, it went that far off of the target.
Yeah, but that could have just been a. From being off the guns for a while, you know?
Well, I mean, I had to be off the guns because, after I had the heart attack and they split my chest, I called James Yeager one time and I was like, how much does a gun weigh when you pull the trigger on it? Because I was limited. I couldn't pick up anything that could weigh more than 5 pounds with two hands for 60 days.
Right.
And, of course, who's ever taken that measurement? I figured if anybody had, it would have been James. And of course he had not, and he we talked a little bit about the heart attack and everything, and I had a Glock 26 at the time, and I was like, okay, I'll carry the 26, and I hope that I don't have to shoot it. And, well, I didn't, thankfully. So, and, you know, that was all good and stuff. But now that I've got it back, and now I'm actually about three quarters of the way across the surface of my fingertip going towards the knuckle.
Okay.
And that feels awkward, but when I start hitting it, I can stay on the trigger for a longer period of time and run the whole magazine and hit the target all in the same place. Which I guess is sort of the point, right?
Right.
So, yeah, now that I finally got that mojo back, I'm very pleased with it. And now I'm going to be going and doing all kinds of other drills with it besides shooting. The biggest part of yesterday was just to go out, and it was sort of like my Glock confidence course, you know?
Okay.
Where you go out there and you tell yourself you can do it, but you got to show yourself you can do it. So now that I know that I can hit with it, okay, let's go.
Yeah, just you know, it's just basically a matter of using your imagination and coming up with various exercises that kind of test your skill across the spectrum, you know, of distance and time.
Well, now. And you've already talked about this. If you have that holster, I would happily buy that from you if you don't want to use it or anything. Because I want to use the same equipment. I want to go out and I'm figuring if I do the drills with one of these guns, then it will translate to all of them, won't it?
It should.
Yeah.
Sure. It only just depends on you know, how dialed in on you are on the feel of the 17's operation versus the 45 and the 19. Because there will be, you know, a little bit of a variation there.
Yeah, a little weight difference.
Yeah, just because of the weight. But you got to consider how the weight transfers into feel from the motion of cycling.
Right. Well,
I don't think it would be a big deal. I would definitely be able to dial in on it, but is it that big of a deal? Probably not.
Well, I mean, all of the classes I've ever taken have been with a Glock 17 or a Glock 17 size gun.
Right.
And the only time I've ever taken a Glock 19 size gun was when I went to tactical response, I took a 17 and a 19 sized Poly 80.
Okay.
And ran those just fine. And I'm happy to be back with the stock Glock, so to speak. But, you know, now I want to do some drills and I really want to improve my skill set. I mean, yesterday I was starting to shoot and move a little bit as I went along and everything. And now it's time to start. I got a whole list of things that somebody sent me, and I'm going to be going down the list. I'm going to start at the top. I'm not going to look for the things I think I can do the best first. I'm going to start at the top. Whatever's there.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do.
And go from there.
It's going to be interesting because I'm going to be looking at that, and at the same time, I'm going to be looking at How to Shoot Better Than a Navy SEAL by Paul Markle. And I wonder how close to each other those two are going to be.
I have no idea, but I definitely have to get me a copy of that.
Yeah. Well, you two guys are not too far off in the same sort of.
I have to call Paul and ask him for an autographed copy.
Well, he would send you one without a doubt.
I love that title.
Yeah. Well, if the one thing Markle is not is he's not shy and retiring.
Right.
I presume when he was in the Marine Corps that he was a infantry guy.
Yes, but I don't know much about Paul's time in the Marines. I mean, we spoke about it once upon a time, but he never really went into any detail.
Right.
So, I don't know if that means anything or not.
Well, the thing that I was not an infantry guy. I worked in infantry units. I had to cross train with infantry technique and everything else, and that was great because right after we keyed up my mic the first time, I would have been an infantry guy from then on anyway because my vehicle is going to get vaporized as soon as I key up that mic and I'm on the ground.
Right.
So that was the whole way we trained and did everything with that thought in mind, and. But by the same token, I kind of think, because looking at your stuff and looking at his stuff, both of you are very strong on the fundamentals.
Right. Well, you have to be. The they that people always refer to say that you have to master the basics. And there could not be a truer statement ever made. The problem is with that statement is nobody really tells you or explains to you how to master the basics. And that's the key right there. Yes. In order to become highly proficient, you have to master the basics.
Hang on right there. We'll finish that up on the other side. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This has become a thing. Every time I go to the range, I have to like lay my head on Super Dave's shoulder and cry a little bit. But today I'm not crying. Been joined again by Super Dave Hanger. We were talking about mastering the basics. The basics are the unsexy part. It's the unheralded part, right? The practicing the magazine changes and the practicing the getting it out, you know, running remedial action through the various things that might happen to it. Those things are crucial, but nobody likes them.
Right, because they're not fun.
Right.
It's not fun to... You know, it's not the cool guy stuff. The learning how to master the basics, this, you know, reminds me of a conversation I was having on Facebook about visual stuff. And the funny thing about it was, I didn't realize it until, you know, after the conversation was done. And it took me, I knew there was something about the conversation, but it took me a day or two to figure it out. And what I figured out is none of us knew each other, you know, prior to that conversation. And yet the topic we were speaking about, everybody was pretty much in line with each other. Now, you know, wasn't the same verbiage, wasn't the same descriptions, but everything was in line speaking to the same thing. And what it made me realize is, you know, just the power of the human mind. Even someone that's isolated and working on their own, you know, has the ability to figure it out because of the power of the human mind. And even though, you know, like, we spoke earlier in the earlier segment about, you know, mastering the basics is true. There's no set pattern or way to go about mastering the basics. Mastering the basics takes time. And over time, you come to understand how to master the basics. But what's important about the basics? You know, for example, and we keep talking about the basics, but what are they? One, you have to learn how to stabilize the firearm.
Right.
No matter what you're doing or how you're doing it, you have to know how to stabilize the firearm with the target. Two, you have to aim. So aiming is a huge piece of it. Whether you decide to use the sights or not, you're still aiming. So do you understand how that works? You have to make the decision to fire and apply physical action to the trigger to make the gun fire without disturbing the working relationship of the gun with the target. And then, of course, you know, you have to, you know, manage recoil and set yourself up for the next shot or follow-on shot at know, if that's what you choose to do or decide to do. And that's about as basic as it gets, but it takes time, and only over time of following that sequence and depending on how you perform is going to determine your learning curve, how long it is or how short it is. The, you know, a lot of it is intuitive. That's one thing I want to put emphasis on. You don't necessarily have to have someone show you. Don't ignore the fact, you know, in respect to your own intelligence and being able to figure things out. If you do want to acquire a high level of skill, of course you're going to need instruction right in line, just like it is with anything else. If you really want to be good at it, you're going to have to seek out those that are better than you are and have them convey what they know to you in hopes you, in turn, can apply it and learn from it. But I think in respect to the timeline circumstances, people expect too much out of themselves too soon. It's like, well, you know, I'm not really doing as well as I thought I would be or should be by now, so let me find something else to do. I don't know. Depends on your level of commitment, what it is you're trying to accomplish. There's several other factors that come into play of the problem. I will give you an example. Happened to me one time. I had a guy come to me and say, hey, I was told you were the go-to guy to learn how to shoot. I'm like, well, it depends on what it is you would like to do. And he says, well, I just want to be good enough to protect my family. And I'm like, well, dude, we've already got a problem. Because there is no good enough. I mean, you're asking me this. Let me put this into perspective for you. You're telling me you want to only be good enough to protect your family, where in my mind, my family members are my most valuable assets. So therefore, there is no good enough. I should always strive to maintain, if not better, my skills in support of, you know, protecting my family. And he was kind of like, oh, I think I get it. And I'm like, well, when you do get it, call me back and maybe we can, you know, get together and do something. But until you think this through and come to, a better decision point, so to speak, about what you're trying to do and what you're involved in, I'll be more than happy to help you out. But the guys, I took issue with the guy immediately because in his mind, he had no idea the seriousness of what he was trying to get involved in, let alone not just protect himself or be prepared to be able to protect his family. Now, I don't want to say you have to, you know, get a bunch of training and all that, but I do know people get the formula upside down. They think if they, spend, $3,000 or $4,000 on guns and gear, and then maybe get some training, they should probably spend maybe about $1,500 on a good pistol and some ammunition and, you know, some basic gear, and then get $2,000 or $3,000 worth of training.
Right. Yep.
They got the formula upside down. And it's just because you own a firearm and the requisite gear doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to employ that equipment to good effect. Your mind is your most valuable weapon. And what you do from there will tell the tale. Everything else is, who said that? The mind is your most powerful weapon. Everything else is supplemental.
You probably said that. You just don't remember it.
It was some famous writer dude.
Okay, but I'm giving the credit to you because we're about to run out of time. It'll come to you later on. And when it does, right, you can tell me later on. Thank you, first of all, for taking the time to join me today, and I hope you have a very good Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. You do as well, man.
Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed LLC. Look him up on S. Dave Harrington on Facebook and here. I'm in the middle of reclaiming and restarting that which I should never have let go of. And I'm bouncing off of him and Paul Markle as I go along. I can't think of a better two guys to talk to about what I'm trying to do here. So I have a very good time going on. So thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome, Mr. Bill. All right. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.